We are now joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the 42 DC Solar Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. Please raise your hand if you have a question and state your name and affiliation. Jenna?
Jennifer, AP, I heard you on TV. You said you're disappointed overall. You have a second place finish. Are you disappointed because the car was never good enough for you to contend for the win the way you thought you would?
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to finish second. You know, that's probably 12 to 15 spots, I feel like, better than where I deserve to finish. Our car is just really bad. I got lucky all night lining up, you know, in the right lanes. You know, I could gain 3 or 4 spots every restart and then, you know, just fight to hang on there, and then I'd be, you know, terrible at the end of the runs. You know, there was 2 runs there where the leaders, I think, were a half straightaway back from lapping me. So, you know, thought my car was going to be really good after practice yesterday. Probably should have spent a little more time around the bottom to work on our balance there to make it better. But so yeah, just probably the most frustrating Bristol race I've had, just because, you know, I never really felt like I had a shot to win.
We'll go right here.
Dale McFadden with NBC Sports. What did you think of the inside lane tonight? Was it consistent or inconsistent from
I felt like after the first, 7,500 laps, the bottom stayed pretty consistent, you know, grip wise. It didn't really matter where I ran, you know, but everybody that passed me either passed me on the top or the bottom and then drove away from me in each lane. So I would say the lanes are pretty equal and consistent. Just hard to pass, you know, when you get down there, just because you can have more lap time down there, but then your exit gets kind of tight, you know, because they hang on your outside. But yeah, you know, Bristol's still a badass place, and you know, I think they've done a good job of figuring out, you know, where exactly they need the VHT.
Jim.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Even though you didn't feel like you had the car to compete for the win, being in the position that late in the race, did you think there was any circumstance that could take place that might give you a chance against Kurt?
Yeah. I was very happy to, you know, how that second last restart worked out when everybody was slamming into each other. I was able to sneak into fourth right before that caution came out, and, you know, fourth is the second best place to start, you know, besides the leader. So I knew I would get out to second. I hadn't been around Kurt on the short runs there to see what he was doing. I was hoping, you know, that maybe he would run the bottom for a couple laps, but you know, he went straight away to the top, so I knew it was gonna be tough to pass him. I knew if I got close to him, I'd have to use the bumper a little bit, but I never even got close enough to get to him there. I was loose in, tied off, just fought the balance all night.
Are there any other questions for Kyle? Jenna?
Kyle, you started at the pole, you raced in the middle, you had a lot go on, you drove through the field on tires. There was no clear car favorite. Would you say this was a good race, and was it because it's a short track, or did something else play into it?
I think just Bristol's an awesome place. If we could race here every Saturday and Sunday, our grandstands would be packed and our TV ratings would be very high. So let's build more Bristols.
We'll go over to the right to Jeff Gluck.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. So did the bottom not... Was the bottom more dominant earlier than you guys thought it was going to be? Because it seemed like all of a sudden there was some grip down there early and then everybody went down there. And then did that make it wear out quicker than you expected?
No. Yeah, they reapply the VHT. They reapplied it last night and then I think again this morning. So it was fresh for our race. So I knew the bottom was going to be the place to be, you know, for a while until we got to traffic. And then maybe you can move around. And I don't know what other guys think, but I didn't feel like the bottom really wore out. The top just gets going so fast early in the runs. And then, you know, you can start making the bottom work again. You know, there towards the – when that second stage was closing, you know, I was all over the 22, and then the 9 got by me. And then I was better than the 9. And, then he got the bottom going really good and almost drove by the 22. So, you know, the bottom was there. I feel like, you know, once the top slows down enough, you can get the bottom to work. So it's kind of fun to, you know, try and figure out when that lane is going to come back in and be faster. And so, yeah, it's just a cool place.
Daniel?
Yesterday you lamented not being able to race against Kyle Busch for the win. Today, were you aware of, like, what kind of night he was having and the performance he was putting together with the beat-up car that he had after lap two?
Yeah, I could see his car was pretty destroyed. I was surprised NASCAR let him race without a bumper cover like that. I'm pretty sure in the rule book it says you can't do that. I remember I got mine knocked off at Fontana a couple years ago, and they made us put a new one, you know, tape a new one on. So I don't know if that's the fairest thing, maybe because it's a short track and they think aerodynamics aren't important that they let him do that. But so, yeah, I mean, it was he must have had some issues, I guess, maybe fueling it on pit stops, because every time he came down pit road, he would lose a bunch of spots. But his car, you know, was really good, and he was really good. So he was able to drive through the pack and put on a pretty good show, I'm sure, for the fans. I'm not sure how he spun out or if it was his fault or somebody else's fault, but he put on another show, I'm sure.
Are there any final questions for Kyle? All right. Thanks, Kyle.